This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late fall. Even though this week is often one of the darkest and wettest of the late fall, milder autumns offer recollections as well as promises of spring. Some years, garlic mustard has grown 4 or 5 inches tall, its leaves wide and bright. Chickweed has come back along the paths, and cress has revived in the pools and streams. Skunk cabbage has pushed up all over the swamps, some plants even opening up a little. The low sun sets the new plants glowing like they glow in April. Fed by honeysuckle berries, robins linger in town and in the woods. Starlings cluck and whistle at sunrise, and cardinals and sparrows sing off and on through the day. Finches work the sweet gum tree fruits, digging out the seeds from their hollows. Sparrowhawks appear on the fences, watching for mice in the bare fields. Crickets still sing in the warmest evenings, and the last daddy longlegs huddle together in the woodpile, waiting for their corners to warm. Mosquitoes still hunt for prey near the backwaters and puddles. Late woolly bear caterpillars, most of them dark orange and black, still emerge on back roads when the asphalt is hot from the sun. Cabbage butterflies still look for cabbage. Yellow jackets sometimes come out to look for fallen fruit. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late fall. In the meantime, watch and listen. The remnants of the summer all promise they will come again. Poor Will's Almanac for 2012. 14 months and 300 pages of seasonal essays, notes on farming and gardening, weather, phenology, astronomical information, puzzles with cash prizes, and reader stories is now available. More information can be found at poorwillsalmanac.com.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.